right. It's Friday, the end of week 10. We're on day 50, and we are in the book of Ephesians. We're in chapter 4 through 6.
Yeah, so this one really made me chuckle when I saw that I had it for these podcasts, because Ephesians is probably one of my all-time favorite books of the Bible. Awesome. And when I say that, I'm not necessarily, it's, if you look at my Bible, this is the most marked up book I have. I mean, it's just constant stuff. So when I saw this, I'm like, okay, what am I going to talk about? Because there's so much in Ephesians.
Yeah.
Same as before with 1 Corinthians, we did do a walk through this. So if you want to know more about Ephesians, go listen to the sermon series.
Should be some good review for you.
It should be. So Ephesians, just to kind of, because they're not having us read the whole book. Again, read the whole book if you've never have, because that continuous train of thought. The first three chapters of Ephesians, Paul is laying down the truth of our identity. He's presenting what Christ has done for us and who we are and made alive in Christ, and the message of the gospel. He's laying the foundation, because chapters 1 through 3 set up 4 through 6, because now in 4 through 6, he's going to start talking to us about how our change in identity and who we are now affects the way we choose to live.
Yes, within the local congregation.
Yes.
Yep.
And so this is more of the... what you're called to. So he starts talking about, again, yes, unity in the body. This is one of my favorite sections when you talk about this, because he's talking about the unity of focus on what unites you, not what divides you, right? This is where he lists it. He's like, you are one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord.
That out, that would just do so much.
You know, and you're so right in that, because I have seen so much negative in my life in the church. I mean, I have been in churches where arguments have broken out over stuff as silly as what color carpet things are.
I believe it.
I was in a church where an argument broke out. And when I say argument, I'm not just talking just like a disagreement, a full-on argument over moving a table.
Yeah.
I mean, it's mind-boggling the things that we choose to divide us. But here he's calling us to what unites us. And then he's calling about, you know, he's telling us how awesome God is and how he designed the church. He goes into talking about apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. I won't go into great detail with my view of that, but when I look at that, I'm a fivefold ministry guy. So when I read that, I get excited because, like, oh man, God has designed us, in this beautiful, you know. So if you're listening to this and you're like, what's fivefold ministry? Ask me. I'll tell you my, you know, how I see that. But again, there's other people that might interpret that a little different, which is fine. That goes, that's because we go back to the top. One Lord, one hope. It's just another one of those points of, we can see certain things different ways, but we're united by this. Going into, you know, challenging us to live as children of light, calling us to, you know, really pay attention to how we're living, connecting us back to Jesus' message, you are the light of the world. So live like it. Let people see it. One of the verses of this section of Ephesians that it's a great verse, but yet it's scary, is then you get to chapter 5, verse 1, right off the bat, be imitators of God. And you're just like, oh my goodness, you know.
I mean, I do that, don't you?
Oh yeah, like all the time.
Oh, that's laughable.
So when I read that, though, it seems so overwhelming again, but it goes back to things that we said before. Only through the power of the Holy Spirit can I be an imitator of God. So this is allowing God to transform me. But then it's basically the encouragement, I would say, or even a challenge with this, is how do you view your walk with Christ? And what I mean by that is, many times we fall into the habit of trying to lower God to our level. That statement is saying that we need to live in a way where we try to extend to his, like, you know, like, I'm not trying to be God,
right?
But I'm not trying to lessen the holiness of God so much that it makes me comfortable where I'm at. It's like, no, he's the standard. I'm striving for that standard. And the beauty of it is, you're never going to get it on this side of eternity, but doesn't mean you don't strive for it. And again, that's when you fall on God's grace and all that. And then this is very practical. Paul goes into other things, talking about, husband and wife relationship, children, parents.
Today.
I am popular today. and so he goes into all that. He talks about slaves and masters, and this is kind of difficult. But if you're reading it today, this isn't the Bible saying, hey, have slaves.
Right.
But this would be the equivalent. When I read that, I see that very much like my job. I'm under the authority of someone else, and I'm going to do it the way God calls me to do it. And yeah, there's some crappy times I get mistreated or I feel like, you know, but I'm still called to do this. Mm-hmm.
Same with the government.
Same with, man.
I mean, I know that's hard, but we still submit as long as it's not something that's. God doesn't call us to do.
You know, we were just talking about this in small group, not just that what governing got brought up, but we were talking about hating people in our hearts. You know, Jesus mm-hmm. calls us to, and we were talking about sin and how he raises the bar with that. And basically what was said was, and so Christians hear this, and I struggle with this. You can disagree with any policy, any decision, any stance that any politician has. Mm-hmm. But as soon as our language and attitude becomes personal and hateful, mm-hmm. yeah, we're not living as children of light. Speak out on anything you want to speak out on, mm-hmm. but you don't make it about the person.
Yeah,
you don't make it, and you can't sit back because Christians either. Well, listen what they say about us. Mm-hmm. Don't matter, mm-hmm. right? Live as children of light, and he ends all of Ephesians with the armor of God. So he goes back to. You will never be able to do this unless you are empowered and equipped and armored up by Christ and God and the Spirit of God. So he's ending it with, don't feel like this is beyond you when you're in the relationship that you need to be in. This is, you can live this. And I love, you know, here's Paul. He's telling us to do this. And Paul, we have some difficulties in life, but Paul, I mean, he had a government actively trying to kill him.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
he had people actively trying to kill him. You know, he's abused and hated, and he's calling us to this. Yeah,
shipwrecks and
yeah, and that's why I love it, because
bit by a snake.
Yeah, just so God could show how powerful he is. Yeah. You know, and here's the deal: venom didn't kill him, but I'm right? sure it still hurt.
Dude like, was
yeah. But he ends it with, and what I love about, I heard this once as a pastor say, Paul probably wrote this section on the armor of God while he was imprisoned and mm-hmm. probably looking at a Roman soldier.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, so he's taking real world and he's comparing it to our, mm-hmm. our Christian life, which we should be encouraged to do too. You mm-hmm. can see God around us in things and understand him by the stuff around us. So, yeah, Ephesians, amazing book of the Bible. Love it.